I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And angle it towards your towards your Gulliver. Your
mouth.
Yeah. Are you sitting comfortably, madame? Do you want to take off that jacket?
No, it's part of the fit.
It's a nice jacket.
Thank you.
Where did you get it? Is it
Galway?
A vintage shop.
Did you?
I'm actually only shopping vintage from now on.
Don't know about that. It take fucking ages to find anything in vintage.
I go every day.
Where?
Chaz's shops.
Where?
Charity shops.
Chaz's. Okay, go on. Are we recording, Jack?
Do I have to wear this?
No. Well, no, you don't. Although, you know, you won't hear what Jack's little drop-ins and all that. Go on.
Oh, his mouse is over there.
Oh, dear. What are you doing there, Jack?
Oh, the bits.
Jack?
Jack is about to get a beating. Did you hit the kids when they were younger?
No, me and Daniel took a swipe at me a few times.
Did you ever wouldn't?
Daniel took a swipe at you.
I can't hear you, son.
Daniel took a swipe at you. You know, you need to remember and don't lay the blame on other people all the time.
Okay, but let's put recording. Yeah, are we recording?
Okay.
What do you mean? Oh, huh?
Yeah, it was.
I didn't swipe Daniel.
It's not one-way traffic. Like,
you never hit the kids.
No.
I was smacked by a wooden spoon a couple of times. I was so sore.
Yeah, I'd love to give you a damn good thrashing.
<I'm sure. laughs> There'd be a long queue.
Yeah. Would there?
Oh, I'm sure. Loads of people probably want to slap me around. Somehow.
No, but I'm talking more from a sexual point of view.
I know. That little fucking gif or whatever it was you sent me.
Highly inappropriate. But do you like to be spanked?
No, I don't really like pain. I just like pleasure.
It's funny. Most women.
Most women
that I've met, socially constructed narrative of what is the woman nowadays. I'm not sure if I'm legally enjoy very much being spanked. You couldn't even figure out how to spank them hard enough. Like it's like more and more and more.
Yeah, because women are fucked in the head at the moment.
Well,
women
actually,
are sexualizing themselves from pain.
I think there's, you know, like, you know, the way you carry around imposter syndrome.
I personally don't. But
okay. Yeah. You don't.
No.
That's obvs. I'm trying to sound.
I think if you have imposter system or whatever that is, it's probably your mind saying shouldn't be doing this.
Well, or you don't, you know, like secretly you feel like you're unworthy, you're a bad person or whatever, carried from childhood. Mm-hmm. Of your parents telling you you're no good or you're whatever, or sapping your self-esteem. So in, you know, the way people go to the gym to get, you know, it's great and it's great for the head. I think sexually people get, you know,
alleviate
stuff in the bedroom. And I think maybe that ties into what you're saying, that some women or some people, some men, obviously I haven't had sex with men.
Really?
So maybe there's something in that whereby...
I'm just imagining you getting railed by a man right now.
Maya's coming back on the podcast, isn't she?
So some women,
yes,
some women get rid, you know, because they don't feel worthy, so they want to. So you might meet them in the daytime and they're very professional, very this and very confident, but you know, you close the bedroom door and it's like, spank me, call me a dirty this and call me a dirty that. Call me a dirty little filthy little old yoke. I've been a naughty little
dirty so-and-so.
I've a dirty so-and-so.
I don't like any of that.
I've been a dirty so-and-so. Would you ever just pinch me?
See, I believe in kink shaming. Yeah. I think you should absolutely kink shame. Like, I had a bloke come over to the house a couple of weeks ago, or a month, don't know.
Oh, can I just ask, is this what? The guy that you left, that you won't let him collect the package? That you've left it in the spa shop?
Oh, no, that's another guy.
That's another guy.
Well, he's not. No, I had a... Yes, I've had many men. I've been content creating, darling. That's what I do. I get the leg over.
Content
and
creating.
It. Content creating.
I
had a guy come over.
Yeah.
And he paid me to be his footstool. He was my footstool.
Who? He was your...
Well, yeah.
How did you meet him? On OnlyFans or...?
No, I'm actually not on that. He...
Hannah...
What?
How would you assume that Lindsay's on OnlyFans?
No, but of course, what's wrong with that?
I started
Are you saying
this...
that because Lindsay
what is
not...
What is wrong with it?
Nothing.
I think the fact that she Lindsay uses a male as a footstool.
Yeah, you'd imagine. Where would you find that?
There's correlations there.
I'm actually thinking, shit, I've got to get that man and but be you my yeah, footstool. And yeah. I actually got him
from being cancelled. I was cancelled because of what one... I think it was Movember. I said something about Movember gave me the ick and that went crazy on Twitter.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more.
And the we got idea- loads of people, oh, what gives you the ick? What? My brother died of suicide. Did that give you the ick? I'm like, no, actually, it really turned me on.
I think you're...
What did he do? How did he do it?
You didn't say that. No. But
But anyway, I was fighting back.
That's the problem.
I'm telling a story, sir. I was fighting back and then this simpy man...
Simpy? What's a simpy?
Like a simp is like... How would you describe a simp?
What's abbreviation?
Like someone who wants to be a footstool. Like a simpy man. Someone who's holding your handbag. Oh, right. That kind of shit.
Your type of guy.
Emasculating. Yeah, my type. Finally a man who knows his place, for fuck's sake.
A simpleton.
The best mind I've met in a god while.
Like god, a god while.
A god.
Oh,
a
Freudian.
God's green earth.
Freudian clear tit nipple simp.
I know. I was a bit scared the day before he came over. I was like, maybe I won't actually. I'll sit
because
him down and I'll be like, what happened in your childhood, sir? Get help.
But you never know. He might have been a psychopath.
I'd say he was probably like, I don't know. I think it can happen from like child sexual abuse or it can from like severe bullying. And then you get this like weird kink complex of, and you're and I don't think you're kind of putting... Then you're like, because he liked being degraded. He wanted like me to, I've had some mad.
But is it not, you know, you're talking about kink shaming. If it's between two adults who know what the crack is and they're consensual, it's not really, it's definitely not hurting anybody.
What type of kink would you like? Give an example. I think
yeah,
we need an
example. Yeah, what kink you like?
And not dislike.
We should. We should by the way, we should. We should have. Lindsay, I should be a footstool at the end.
That's brilliant.
Have Lindsay do.
Yeah, I'll show you the photo.
He wore a bloody
gimp mask and all.
Did you
hilarious.
Say what?
I took a photo because he wanted me to take a photo of him being the footstool, and then I sent it into my little lippy WhatsApp group. My podcast WhatsApp.
Okay, can we see that?
Yeah.
But obviously, he's disguised.
He's wearing a gimp mask.
Oh, yeah.
Can we use that?
He
as
brought
the
it
thumbnail?
In his pocket. I was like, this is hilarious.
And he paid you to do that?
Yeah.
Is that not...
sex work?
Yeah.
Without the shagging, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, like Maya does it as well. She does all this, you know, the girl.
Anyway. Yeah, well, so...
It's an easy gig. You don't need to
do that's
anything.
An easy gig. But yeah. I did feel a bit exploitative.
Yes. No,
because I'm like, this man is quite clearly maybe a bit mentally unwell or suffering through some kind of trauma and trying to like figure it out through degradation, like from this woman that he's.
I think we're all like steam. We're all like kettles and all this bubbling away steam. And I have an outlet. You go on stage and you get rid of all this madness and ideas. A lot of people, they don't have that, you know, accountants. And they're like
25% over 3 years.
And, you know, okay, mate. So when they go out on the weekend, you couldn't just rub shit in my fucking head because I can't deal with life or something.
Yeah. But don't you think that's bad?
Well,
like, some people shoot up heroin as a release, and it's, you know, maybe trying to figure out a healthier release.
Yeah.
This poor man coming over to my house.
Well, is it that? What? It's a bit of fun, isn't it? Gimp mask. I mean, it's hardly, you know, it's.
Yeah.
It's
I was laughing.
Oh,
well, he gave me a foot massage.
Was he telling you not to laugh?
No, he likes that because he likes the humiliation. So potentially, I can imagine, I don't know him, but I can imagine it came from some kind of bullying or something.
Well, he can't tell you anything anyway, so.
No, he's very quiet.
Yeah, yeah. If he didn't like Lindsay laughing, he couldn't say it anyway.
And did yeah. And did he have a big erection while you were using him as a gimp mask?
He was quite a short little man, so I don't know if it would have been.
Did he have a little mushroom?
Quite a short man, Maya.
Sometimes they are, well endowed.
They have big willies. Mm. Short.
I haven't been with many short kings in my day. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about going short next time. A short man, because I can take him if I fucking had.
So, yeah. Well, anyway, that's kind of, it's, you know, great.
Crack.
Like if you, you think you should kink shame.
Well, I think you should kind of question, like, if a woman is like, I love to be slapped across the face. Like, okay, why, honey?
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
No,
like,
I can't be doing that.
Like, I was on this website years ago. It was called Collar Me. It's gone now. It was like a kink website. And some of the stuff, like one guy would be like, I want you to meet me in a hotel and I want you to completely disfigure me. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
People,
well, you see,
I'm going to live in a cage and you feed me scraps.
Yeah. But you see, this is the thing about progress or woke or whatever, progressive thinking. I genuinely think that some things don't need to change, and sex is fine. You know, does it always need to be updated? Is it like, you know, we have to do this, we have to do this.
But I'm sorry, do you know?
No, I'm sorry too. I just want to go in, go out and go to sleep. And De Valera, it was good for Michael Collins, and suddenly it's 2024 and I'm a footstool. No, thank you. Stop the world. I want to get off.
And that's why they're not together.
Yeah, and do you know Kama Sutra? How far back it is.
Oh, yeah, that's incredible. No, you're incredible.
What did they do?
Yeah.
What position? They actually
so good.
Had sex
yes.
with animals.
And by
it
the way.
Was accepted and it was okay. Well. There was a guy, you know, I went
Where's
to exhibition in Paris. So there are pictures of a man hiding behind the hidden table, and he's pleasuring women and having sex with an animal at the same time.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not, you know.
And they
that's
say
not,
men can't multitask.
Right.
Pleasuring multiple women.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah,
you've got way too much time in your hands if you're looking at a fucking dog and thinking, hello. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people
do be doing
but
that.
No, what I'm saying is that
Hannah,
there are kinks.
I get what.
Would you let Hannah finish hers?
Yes.
You know, come on.
Oh yes, and somebody was saying they listened to I've listened to a few of your podcasts. You just put Hannah down.
Yeah, you do.
And then in the last comments, look, I'm just gonna read because they.
Will I introduce the show quickly
while
Hannah's
looking
for this?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Where's
to
the music?
And can you not hear it? I can hear it.
No,
can't hear it.
And that's why we're not together. Starring David McSavage, Hannah Andrews, and special guest Lindsay Hamilton.
Thank you, Lindsay. I very much appreciate your time. I know you're a woman in need.
A woman on a mission.
Thank you.
I always say that because of you.
Thank you, Jack and Daniel, for being here. Jack and Daniel, astronauts of the future. Surely when we colonize Mars, they will be on that ship. Christ.
Okay, I'm gonna,
you're not invited.
Yeah.
What,
if
Hannah?
This happened. I just want to read comments from the last podcast.
Can I just interject? Whoever that person was, they said, "Oh, you know, you're just arguing with Hannah or putting Hannah down." Yes, that is a feature of the podcast, but that's not the whole podcast. And also, me and Hannah have a dynamic.
God knows what your
awfully boring brown gray relationship you have. Horrible.
Okay, this guy said, I really have to commend David on how he allowed his guest to express his thoughts.
Okay.
Well done, mate. I know how hard that is.
Okay, I don't want to hear any more. I love that, but thank you very much for all the comments. Please, okay. No more.
You deflated everyone.
No, why it's just, do you give a damn? I love the mean comments. I eat.
No, no, no. I think no, so. Well. No, it's a nice comment. No, sorry. Okay.
Look, and there's another one. We were talking about.
Don't cry, for God's sake. Look, the haters are getting to you.
No, 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 not that. No, that wasn't a hater. A hater. That was a nice comment, wasn't it, Hannah?
Yeah, in primary
Lindsay, can you not tell the difference between a nice comment and an...
They're all the same to me. Can, I just like people talk,
can people talk one at a time? Hannah.
Says you. Oh,
order, okay. Order.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to have a bit of a hissy fit?
Would you read out the comment, please? Here, join. Okay.
In primary school, the teacher used to shove my head into a shelf with timetables book. About 2 inches from my face with my arse cocked to the rest of the class. Oh. I could be bent over for 30 minutes like that. It created a mental block with regards to mathematics for the rest of my life. But there's a million stories like mine if you were born in the 60s.
Well, there's your answer as regards footstool and all that sort of stuff. So if somebody...
And potentially the women whose arses you're smacking.
Well, if somebody who was traumatized...
Maybe they were beaten by a stick in school.
But I think
maybe or maybe not. We don't know that. That's
well, in the 60s, they were. My uncle was left-handed, and they said that was the devil's hand. So they would whack him with the stick till he used his right hand. Mad stuff went on back in the day.
Yeah, sure. But what I'm saying is that we really don't know what's the source of that king. Is that is it coming from abuse, or is it maybe?
I don't think you healthily are like, oh, I just had a fabulous life, but I love being slapped around and called a cunt in the bedroom. I think it definitely comes from something.
Yeah, well, there's levels, isn't there? That's a pretty...
That's a weak one.
But as I'm saying, Kama Sutra shows that already then, and it was actually apparently written for rich people, not for poor, because rich people...
Oh, God, are we on the Kama Sutra now?
Yes, we were talking about the animals.
What's wrong with that?
Well, and also they gave step-by-step instructions in terms of where your body should you place your body in the Kama Sutra, didn't they? There was little illustrations.
Yeah, different positions. And
yeah, but you forgot to study for the Kama Sutra and you had to have the book.
You know, but the Kama Sutra about sex is only one book, but they have like 9 chapters about how to live your life, how to live your home, how to...
Jack, I don't get it. What did I miss?
You're still holding the book made right.
You're still holding the book what?
Like you're...
Because you forgot to study for the test, you know? You're like, you have to cheat on the Kama Sutra.
I'd love to have sex and just be on TikTok at the same time. I'm so bored of sex.
Yeah. Yeah. So how is the sex life is you're putting it on hold. But your idea, you're like a mayfly. Your idea of taking a break is like a few days.
Shut up, you whore. You saw me once after a flipping hookup and what?
Oh, yeah.
You knew me for about a year when I was in a relationship, so I can settle down.
So Lindsay, you did a podcast called It Gals. You don't do that anymore. Do you do a podcast now?
Yeah, Lipstick Lessons. It's on Patreon mainly.
Yeah.
And it's great crack.
Yeah.
I have been single for a good while now. It's kind of mid breakup, I think, when I last came on. And that was a tough old breakup. Jesus. I'm crying, upset. I swear.
Were you
to God.
Crying? Was he crying?
He was upset. He didn't want me to break up with him.
Was that the
New York guy? He lived in New York.
Oh. Mm.
So it was a long distance relationship. Yeah.
Which really taught me how to be properly single. Because I'd gone from the relationship that you knew to this relationship hopped. I think I was single for like 3 weeks and then I was with the New York guy for over a year. But because it was long distance, I was like, I was in my house all the time and I just fell in love with being single. Like being on my own.
Did you go back and forth to New York?
Yeah.
Once a month?
He mainly came over here once a month. And then he paid for me to go over.
But it is nice, the delayed gratification of, you know, and you build up the excitement of seeing someone. And
It wasn't for me.
No.
I don't like that. It's annoying. I don't like the up and down. I'm already too up and down. If I was to have a relationship, I need it to be solid. So that was, I didn't like the emotional crap.
But you're...
It's exciting at the beginning, I think.
You're not an easy person to live with, I would imagine.
I
don't think you're in denial of how... Is the word crazy?
Why am I crazy? crazy. Maybe
you think that fun girl. Lindsay doesn't look crazy to me. You sort of present yourself crazy, but I think...
What have I done?
But like upbeat and, you know, vocal. But I think at home you like to have an order. Everything's nice.
Yeah, I'm a neat freak. I don't really want someone else's stuff in my house. Like I don't like I like my own things, and I don't really like other people's things. That annoyed me when the New York guy was talking about coming over. He was like, "Well, I'd have to make some changes because this shit isn't really my aesthetic." And I'm like,
"This shit isn't my aesthetic."
Fucking New York.
Was he joking or?
I mean, he didn't say that maybe word for word, but he was like, "I'd have to, you know, make my mark if I was living here." I'm like,
"Really?
Go fuck yourself." And he was like looking up on Amazon for paintings. He found a painting of a man looking out to sea and there was a gun on a table. He was like,
"Oh, what is
something like that?" I was like, "Maybe sort out your fucking bedroom first, bro, before coming for my aesthetic."
Broseph.
Like, I want a simpy husband who pays for all my interior design wishes and shuts up.
Doesn't have an opinion.
He's never in the country.
I really like I very much love your jacket.
Thank you.
That's a change of subject.
A little Galway
vibe. Is it a change of subject?
Yeah, just rapid.
Oh, okay.
Because we fashion went talk. Through, you know, went from talking about men to jacket. It was just like...
I have about three men hidden in this jacket.
the souls of the men you have destroyed. The souls of the men. You are a succubus and you... take the essence of the men that you are with and carry them in this jacket of death.
I do.
But yeah, oh, it's kind of quite like an assassin's, you know. Anyway.
It gives me, I actually, when I met, because prior to having him in my house, I had sold him a pair of socks, this footstool man. Boy, he's probably a little boy. He was of age. Young? No, he was of age, but he's just like, they like to be called little bitch and shit like that.
Yeah, you're like the... You're like the simp assassin.
I wore this because I was going to work and I wanted to sell some socks because he was hounding me to fucking buy some socks.
But yeah, but actually, genuinely, you know, yeah, the idea of doing being a footstool or whatever, it doesn't float my boat. But for some people,
yeah,
it's very exciting. And, you know, if my son told me, you know, oh, I had a great time.
Why would he?
I was a footstool.
Why would he share it with you? Those kind of things we keep private. You yeah, know?
And but genuinely, okay. Who
some
cares?
Of them like the humiliation.
Who cares? You know,
yeah.
You know. Oh, you know. Could you go to the bathroom on me? What's so bad about that?
I think there is something bad about that. Isn't life to be enjoyed? Who wants to eat shit? That's
no,
so
well, not shit. Shit
but
is too
right?
much.
People have done that.
Yeah, but you know, like some, yeah. That's quite extreme.
It's called scatting, I think.
Ah, stop it.
It is.
No,
which
scatting
is
the
jazz.
Jazz. Thing.
I
yeah,
know,
okay.
And that's a scatting thing, but it's also in porn, it's like shit. And stuff.
I was watching a Japanese reality show called Real Love. It's very funny. It's about people with baggage coming onto a reality TV show. So
it's everybody.
So they've got, yeah, but they've got people with debts, but then there's a guy who can't get an erection without being in an affair with a woman who's already in a relationship and stuff like this.
Well,
it's like, no.
Well, no, but that's interesting, Jack, actually.
Yeah.
We talk about, you know, kinks and, you know, the prescribed route in terms of what turns you on is, you know, this and this and this. But like, for instance, I find women who are upset quite sexy.
Okay, you know, in Japan.
No, look.
Men like women who
how
are
do you
very
mean?
Submissive.
I'll tell you, if you just let me.
You
finish.
Love a vulnerable woman. Yeah.
And also, I like women who angry women quite attractive as well. Okay, now there was a great Australian film where this woman, the married couple.
It's like Taylor Beast.
What?
No, I can't say it.
What?
I said it's like, no, I'm not gonna
okay.
Say it.
Well, it's a married couple, and she was getting bored, and she found that when her husband got really upset, she was really turned on, got very horny. So she arranged it that his.
I remember that film.
She arranged it where that his dog got stolen or kidnapped, and he's sitting on the couch and he's just bawling, crying, and your woman's just like. And she just jumps on him and rides the fucking hole off him. So I found that funny. So I do, you know, when women are very vulnerable and tearful, it makes me quite, I like it.
So you can.
So I mean, so that's
that.
My version of
so
being
that's your
a
kink.
Yeah, or whatever.
A sad one.
But I mean, everyone has
of course.
Certain things. Like there'd be certain things that you would look at in a guy if you're in the right mood and if the stars are in the right position.
I'd say so.
You know. What is it for you?
If a guy's wearing like a Persian rug pattern, does that get you really like, you know?
Or is it wealth? Is that it? Because you,
yeah. Well, it's more that like I don't really need a man for much else other than money. It's really not anything a man could offer me.
Wait.
But that's so sad, you know?
Well, it's not my fault that men are so shite at the moment and that they're that they're quite archaic and they haven't evolved as much as women.
Archaic?
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. Haven't men provided you with a world
what
that you can...
What man has provided me
Well,
anything?
You know, all the roads were built by men.
Thanks. Oh, what? Can I go back to 1942 and fuck one of them? Gladly.
But no, there's all road workers, although they're not. Some of them aren't that great, especially the council.
Well, I mean, that brings me on to...
They built a house that you live in?
Well, a question.
Haven't they, men?
No, a lesbian did, actually. Lesbian builder.
But,
that's why I live in it. I would never live in a house built by a man.
You know, Liz, you're quite open and forward with all this stuff. And obviously, online, there's a lot of, you know, backwards and forwards with conversations about, you know, the kind of thing about men and women. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of men online who, I'd say, give you a lot of stick probably and stuff like that. Is there?
No.
Oh, no? But you said there was, wasn't it?
When with the Movember thing?
Yeah.
Movember, they got really mad about that.
Right. No, mm-hmm. But like, do you find that like, you know, do you see yourself as almost like a representative for women in a way, or like a
rebel,
like a sister or the head sister?
I do. I see myself as like someone who's more evolved than some other people, specifically men. I just have not met a very evolved man. They're behind.
Okay. Well, that is true. Hang on a second.
So it's not that I get turned on by money. Okay, it's just that's all that they're good for. I have a dildo.
But men are good for lots of stuff, though. Okay. In your the car when you go, you know, in general.
The car? What? The
when you get it
fixed. I don't think so.
But I pay him.
Yeah, but he's good for that. That's a man.
But I go to the mechanics
I know there are female mechanics, and you know I can't wait for there to be more female mechanics than male mechanics. But right now,
no. But in a relationship sense, obviously in a relationship, I appreciate.
Well,
okay.
I'll tell you what I can offer you. Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What could you offer me? Probably virality.
Okay, virality.
I'd say if we were in a relationship, would pop off on the gram and I'd get a few more followers and a few more subscribers.
Oh, viral virality. Jesus.
Well, that fella's pretty archaic now, so...
Yeah, I know. They'd be giving me loads
Okay,
of
I have a nice projector. We could watch movies at night. I'm good for that.
I have a TV.
A projector. Have you not seen stuff on a big screen?
Yeah, but I could just buy one or go to the cinema.
Yeah, but I think, you know, like... Okay.
But she's saying I'm useless.
I'm not saying...
For her.
Yeah, no, but that's okay. But I'm trying to think. Maybe I am useless.
Lizzie, he's got really expensive denim shirts. So if that gets...
No, but I want to say something outside of the financial thing.
Tell me what a man could offer me.
Right. I'll tell you, right, what I can offer you.
I know what you could do. You could pick up Lindsay and carry her over paddle and over the water so she doesn't need to touch the dirt and water, so she'd be dry. And you know,
I'm just trying to think.
I would.
What can we?
I love that.
I don't love being carried.
What do you always say? What do you think you want from a man? Oh, you no. So you want kind of a man, but that's like super intellectually on your level and has kind of very fast thoughts and conversations. Is that it?
I'm just tired of... I have been dating and I have had the same conversation with all these different men.
We're kind of interesting here.
I know. Couldn't you attract the same type of man? So maybe you're trapped in that sort of...
Possibly.
You know, trapped in a state that all the men you attract are the same kind of men.
But then I'm looking at my friends in relationships and I'm not like, oh, I'd love that.
Love what? So,
like their relationship.
Well, okay.
I'm like, I'd hate that. What? Oh, God, I would have fucking divorced him years ago.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying that you're meeting a lot of guys and you're having similar conversations, which how does it play out?
Usually in their reaction towards me.
Right.
Is the same.
Which is?
Scared of the podcast. Very scared of the podcast.
Because of your honesty.
Yeah.
Okay, well, see, I like your honesty.
I mean...
You see, I'm trying to sell myself to you, so I like your honesty. So, you know,
you like until you're getting roasted on a podcast.
No, because I'm so
me and my taxi man Brendan roasting you on a podcast.
What?
About your big ego when you've told all your friends, do you know who I'm going out with, Mermaid or Jade, and they're listening.
Yeah, but as long as I'm being
roasted by a fucking woman, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, but as long as
it's emasculating.
Well, no, I wouldn't feel that because
do you want to try it?
As long as I'm being paid attention to, it doesn't matter whether it's negative or positive. I enjoy it. You see?
Are you sure?
Oh, do you mean you'd
No, I mean like they don't like. They
so
get
you'd be
really
talking.
Freaked.
You'd be talking openly about your sexual interactions.
Not
with the
sexual.
Guy.
Everyone thinks. So are you talking about blowjobs on the fucking podcast? I'm talking about their personalities.
Yeah.
So and yeah, it's just very funny because men. Honestly, it's every man. The content that they have given me is so stupid. Like you saw the blazer man with the package that.
Go
I
on, go
you.
On. What was this?
Met him in Spar. I live over Spar. And I went down to Spar and he was like, oh, can I have your number? I was like, what is this? The 70s? Like,
after seeing you for the first time? You
said, and I was all hungover. So I felt very good about myself. So mm-hmm. I gave my number because he was attractive. And then our first date, he came. Well, it wasn't a date. It was a hookup. He collected me and we went to his house and... Like we were sexting after we met, we were like sexting and we were sending dick pics. And I have a few archived pics that I just pass around to the men, the same pics. I don't care. Oh, men yeah. are like, is that from now? Yeah. Men are so weird like that.
What
from, you want? Like the
what,
men want the photo now.
A photo of who? Of you?
Like a nude photo. Men are like, is that for me? Only for me. You're not sending that bitch. I have one day I... Knock out the selfies and you're all getting the same.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but you're definitely like, attracting a certain type of man.
What, if I'm sending my tits?
Yeah. I mean...
Well, no, I love... all guys
love... It's 2024.
Love that.
Oh, yeah, but I wouldn't have sex unless I see a guy for 7 or 10 dates.
Okay. You're riding all other people and then... Dipping the dick into you.
Wait, look, Lindsay, it's so funny the way you reacted to it. 7 or 10 days. Can you get your head around that? Seven or ten.
I've never done it, but
I just have sex
with
them because I can't bear to listen to them anymore.
That's so funny.
Like, but then, like, you know, like the they're up. Not right as well.
And
know?
Also, I want to have sex.
Okay.
You know, sometimes. Yeah. Now, there have been times recently when I've been having sex with guys and then I'm like, ugh, like I'm getting flashbacks. That's smart, man. He came really weird.
Oh yeah.
And he kept on going. And he also could multiply orgasm. So he'd come and then he'd be like, I can go again. Yeah, I can. Hold on. Yeah, I can. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. I've already 2 fake orgasms down. So I'm like, oh.
What?
He could double, like, multi.
Oh, maybe he ejaculated a little bit and then a little bit in sort of like bits.
That reminds me of that Alan Partridge sketch where he's puking and he's going,
it was so like that.
Jesus.
You know,
bile coming out of his dick.
What about men who who can't give you anything, and even if they can't ejaculate, they keep it all to themselves as well?
I have had one.
Oh, you're
like
talking
that.
About
never saw him come.
So doesn't matter. I'm talking in general. There are men like that who keep everything to themselves.
Oh, they purposely don't.
No,
ejaculate.
She's talking about some guy.
Well, would you be looking for a guy that would be sort of like on your level, like, you know, sort of emotionally and.
I can only imagine,
like,
as I've
partner,
never met one.
Like a partner in crime or something. Is that what you're seeking, as it were?
Not really. I'd say that would just annoy me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you mean if you met someone like yourself?
I mean, if I, like, my dream man, I don't really have an idea of one, other than a really rich man who's incredibly generous and works abroad and just likes to, like...
And doesn't want to live with you and just buys you a house.
So
and
like Bruce Wayne or something.
I'm just trying to think. Well, if like I was maybe. To put myself in your position, I want to be with a woman who... I would find that...
I don't know if I've never had it. I've always been self-sufficient, bar the year with that rich bloke. He provided a lot, but...
It's funny, I'm quite old fashioned. I would well, obviously now at my age, you know, what woman would want to be with the man that she gives and provides? Oh, sorry. So it's an old fashioned thing. You want
That's kind of happening now. Like a lot of there's some influencers in this country, female influencers who have simpy kind of boyfriends who are working for them.
It makes me so angry to think of guys just especially in my generation, like men who do fuck all and are being being paid for and provided for. But I just think it's very unfair.
Yeah, maybe, but you know, like some women like it. Whatever, you know.
Like, they like providing.
They like to be independent. They like to pay.
Oh yeah.
Like to,
but in a,
you know,
okay.
It suits them. So we shouldn't be so judgmental, you know, and dismissive, you know, mm-hmm. of other people's way of living, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm just questioning it.
But it seems like women have come out with the, like, a way worse since we've been, like,
oh,
fighting
yeah,
for our rights. Now it's like, now I can work. Now I'm cooking and cleaning.
And now
I'm hold on,
wait. Men.
And,
now,
the men are like, let them go. They don't realise what they're doing. Men are sat in their fat holes wanking about 10 times a day. I think we should just start collecting the cum and then get rid of the men and just have IVF baby or whatever, you know, that kind of insemination without you guys, no offense.
Yeah, kind of wrecking the
whole.
But nowadays, a man can become
a
woman.
Yeah, I don't mind, I'll fuck off, you know.
Listen, men and women, you know, nowadays, men can become a woman and let's say join Olympic team and win with all the women.
What?
Being you know, that's a big thing.
Say that again.
Nowadays, a man can become a woman and join, let's say, Olympic team and win with all the other women by miles, you know?
Right.
Is that happening?
Yeah. This is like a big thing. The
weightlifting, there's a New Zealand female weightlifter. She's going to be competing in the weightlifting category. And when she was a male, she had posted some kind of record in New Zealand at the age of like 18 or something like that. But she was never winning, and then she transitioned to a female, and she was just like storming everywhere.
I'll tell you around this stuff. I would love to have the you know the way they say hindsight is 20/20. I'd love to have the perspective of 20 years from now. I think you know there's possibly an overcorrection going on and. Maybe in we'll find out what the right thing to do is because you don't
settle.
Want to be unfair to people because it seems
unfair to who?
Well,
to
life has been unfair. That's what I talk about all the time. Life has been unfair for women since the beginning of time.
Yes,
like society exists on the unpaid labor of women.
Yes,
but you
yes,
think,
yes,
so
yes,
it's
yes,
been unfair
yes,
for us forever.
Yes.
So that has to change, and it's men who need to be speaking up for that change. Like I'm a single mom, two kids, every single mom, like in the WhatsApp group, it's 200 women yapping on about
you're
daily.
This is your lipstick lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's called Little Lippies, the WhatsApp group. And it's just like one woman today just wrote in, she's a single mom. And the dad just decided for whatever reason that he's leaving the country, won't tell her where he's going. And he didn't even tell the kid. This is every day in the WhatsApp group. And I mean, you're lucky if you get €70 a week. And the dad's taking the kid for 2 days and he's a brilliant dad. Oh, he's, isn't he brilliant now? Like, I hear that from my mum and dad every weekend. He's great. I'm like, I'm fucking great. 5 days I'm with them. Like,
yes,
you know. And
100%,
then
yeah.
I have two dads from the two kids. The first one fecked off.
Mm.
Haven't seen him 13 years, no money.
Mm-hmm.
So ridiculous. And
okay.
It's so normal. It happens every day. It's actually just incredibly rare to have like even today I was talking about, what's his name? Barry Keoghan.
Hmm.
He's fecked off on a woman and I.
Well,
Irish woman. So
sorry, because you've given me that context, it makes sense what you're saying is we really have to sort out the financial situation before we can really concentrate maybe on the relationship. I'm talking about in terms of a long-term relationship.
Well, in terms of a job, like when I got pregnant, it was just, you know, a given that I was going to be doing the bulk of the work. If I was to get pregnant again, I'd have a contract written up, signed. Like, I would never go into it. Like, who takes on a job and then it's like, oh, by the way, we've both created this life, but you're going to be doing 90% of the work and also paying for everything. Toodaloo! What?
But can I just ask you something, Lindsay? It seems to me what you're kind of going towards is like a more traditional, like, you know, where you would kind of prefer that in a way. Like where
I would. I believe in...
Right.
Yeah, I'm a traditionalist with dating and stuff.
But also, Lindsay, can I just say, as you're talking, you know, and we're talking about generalizations as regards men and women and all that,
mm-hmm.
but and then the phrase divide and conquer popped into my head and but we're all in it together. Like I really like you, not because of your gender or your thing. I like you because of your values. Is that the right term, or who you are, the things you say. You're a fun person. And like we're in this world together. We're not like against each other. We should be supporting each other where we can. And but I would say that that we all have value, like men and women. But maybe you're talking about in relationships. I know what you mean, because everything is so movable now. What roles are there? Are people sort of rejecting? They are rejecting the traditional roles in some ways. That's good, but in other ways, there's certain things that we've lost by the rejection of these roles. One of them is being duty bound to support financially, especially if you have children, for God's sake. Mm-hmm.
But that's what Lindsay said at
the
beginning.
Yes, I know. I was mansplaining, wasn't I? I was mansplaining.
No, no, fucked up. Okay. But listen, you know, that's why if you have a relationship,
just cancel me now.
Stop giving in, David. Would you? You know, you got to bat for the male side.
She said, no, but
they're going to kill us all. Did you not hear it?
But yeah. That's what I mean. You're burying yourself.
No, but what I'm saying is that you, even though you're saying
my ex
all
wanked
this,
10 times a day sometimes. Like, what the hell? His room was a mess. Tidy your room, then pleasure yourself. I couldn't pleasure myself with a cup knot in the sink
again. Again, Lindsay, yeah, so I think you're attracting
you,
a certain
do you
type
wash
of
your
guy.
Dildos
okay, well please send me on any of your friends who aren't like that, because I'd love to find a man who's not like all of the ones I have found in my 37
do you
years.
Wash your dildos?
I run a baby wipe over them. Yeah,
you don't sterilize them?
I mean, it's my vagina it's putting up, it's not going up with anyone else's, and I don't even insert it. I'm more just clitoration stimulation.
It's so good to be able to talk like this, you know, like on the Late Late Show. So there we go, Lindsay Hamilton. So you're saying you with a baby wipe over the dildo,
yeah,
and you don't
not
go in all the way.
One. Not a fragrance
just a
one.
Little what
unfragranced. Yeah. You can't have a fragrance baby wipe.
Well, they are still full of chemicals, and
oh, you're kind of holistic-y, aren't you?
Would you date Simon Harris, like a guy like Simon Harris?
Can you imagine a guy with a voice like this?
I'm not attracted
being
to Simon Harris.
On top
Harris.
Of you going, I'm really going to sort you out.
What's
now.
His name? Brian Cowan? Something about that dirty old bastard. I don't know. I'm with him.
Birdie Ahern
any day of the damn week. I would. Birdie Ahern. Remember he was caught?
Oh my
Birdie
God.
Ahern was caught with a young
that's,
one
that's
in a
your,
restaurant.
That, can I just say that's
should've
your,
been me.
That's your king. This big blob, big fat politician.
Oh, stop. Who steal money from the country, imagine. That would be perfect if I was like, finally with a rich man, but he's fucking off all
Lindsay,
the public.
You're so fucking weird.
Why? Because I want a man with money. So does every fucking
no,
woman.
But a big, dirty old politician ripping off the
I
country.
I like a fat
that's
man
what...
because then I feel skinny.
Oh, there you
I don't
go.
Like an abs, the preen
it's
guy
so interesting,
fucking...
isn't it? That's great. A lot of guys, do you hear this now? You've got Lindsay, very attractive. Yeah. You're looking at that. You've got a camera too, Lindsay.
Come on, lads. Slide into the DMs if you're
So an out-of-shape guy who's not all, you know, obsessed.
And 10 times a day.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And no, by
I
the way,
I could do without that.
And lads, I'll tell you something. You know, keep your libido, train it like a well-trained. You know, don't be you know all day
like a dam.
And
that's waiting.
Yeah, keep
yeah,
it for
and then,
Lindsay.
So your libido. If your libido was an animal, it shouldn't sound like this. Like that's what your libido will sound like if you're playing with your no-no.
What?
Or at least save
10
the
times
cum.
A day. But if you
they're
if,
just wasting the ejaculation.
If you
if you
train yourself, your libido will sound like this. And women can sense that. And you'll be talking to a woman and you'll be going la 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 la, right? That'll be the words, but underneath it and then whatever. This is fucking old stand up.
Are
on,
you sure
you.
That you can be given dating advice? Now, I know I can't really, but I'm not giving relationship
Oh, I'm not giving
advice.
Dating advice.
I'm giving
no,
dating
I,
advice.
I do agree, though, Lindsay. Definitely.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Gives me, when I can, great pleasure to support Hannah and provide her. Well, when I can, Hannah. It really does.
Yeah,
I love Hannah.
Virgin.
And I see when Hannah, you know, when she's happy. And she, so it's like a way, you know, you can say I love you. This all declaration bollocks. But, you know, put five... I need €500 done, and then she's
yeah.
she's
yeah,
all
yeah,
like
but,
that.
But your guy, you weren't a one way street, you know, and that's
no.
that's what I think people like, you know, they think about a traditional relationship. Oh, the man does everything. Like no,
Hannah,
it's always. Like it's not like back
Jesus.
In the past the man does everything.
Absolutely,
like it's
Jack,
a partnership.
Hannah
you know?
Looked after me so many times financially,
yeah.
and also such. I mean, nurturing. It was just
yeah,
like a privilege
like,
to be in your
thank you,
presence.
Thank you.
Forgive
but
me.
But what I'm saying nowadays, you know, two people like there's a different way of. A lot of way to have a relationship. So it's mm-hmm. important that men and women, they talk to each other and say, oh, how are we going to support? How are we going to pay for this? How are we going to live life? You know, and there has to be...
It's a difficult one because people need help in relationships, I think. And I spoke about it a while ago on Instagram and a lot of people... So even though it was maybe with the roles back in the day of like the man going out to work, providing the money and the mum and the wife like... raising the kids and keeping the home.
But no woman wants to do it. Very few.
Some women do, yeah.
A lot of
but a lot of
women.
Women want to still feel that they are independent,
options.
They have options, they have options
but that's
to
a lot
go
of the
to
time
work.
Due to
and,
because of financial abuse. A lot of people
yeah,
who would
but
have been financially
I think,
abused by husbands.
But I
so,
think
so,
I would
again.
Love to work because I would not want to be stuck with kids 24/7.
Then why have kids? I don't really get that.
well,
why have kids?
Well, no, you can have. You could. Sorry,
I can have kids and can work. For me, it's a natural thing to do.
But why would you have kids if you want
because
to?
Because I want my kids also experience other people. I don't think that just being with one person all the time is good for them.
Yeah,
I think that
see,
they
I don't
should...
believe in crushes.
You don't
well,
believe
maybe
in...
Not
oh, do
crushes.
You not? Oh, I
maybe.
Definitely believe in crushes, Hannah.
Have, you been,
I love
have you been to a crush?
Oh, they're great.
Lately, they are manky.
Why?
But it
why are they
depends.
Manky? How old are your kids?
10 and almost 16.
So oh. They've been out of crushes for a long time.
They've been out of crushes.
Why are, they, why are crushes manky, Lindsay?
I'm not sure that for a little kid, like really small, but like kindergarten is definitely good.
Crushes are
kid.
Manky. And it's manky,
manky
for...
Manky in what
it's,
way?
It's manky
you
for full-time
dirty?
Parents to be dropping their kid. The kids are in creche longer than the parents are in work. It's fucked up.
Oh,
it's
well,
weird.
That, no, that's too
because
long.
Because in creche,
sorry,
they're not going out. They're not. They're in one place, not in their home, all day while their parents go and
oh,
work.
How long are you
it's
saying?
Weird.
How long are you saying?
Well, my kids only did like maybe 3 hours a day.
Oh, some of them are in the whole day kind of thing?
That yeah.
Oh.
I know women who work in creches and they think
well,
it's horrible.
You know,
no, that's not
ways.
Good. Lindsay.
That happens.
No, that's
so
not.
I don't believe in women full-time working unless... The parent, the but father's at home maybe, but yeah, like, what, I mean, why is so many what, people mentally fucked going around? Because probably they were in creches or they had parents
okay,
who were out to work.
Right.
Like, why have children if you don't want to rear them? Why?
Yeah, no, that's
what's
a, that's
the point?
A, that's a very good point.
It is a good
kids
point.
Kids are then accessories.
I think kids as well, now they're kind of getting raised by schools and creches, as
that's
you say.
Right.
So they're getting...
Or nannies.
So they're getting taught things that aren't being taught by their...
parents.
By their parents. And it's another thing, like, remember you did the documentary about asylum seekers
mm-hmm.
and them being given provided food by the cafeteria, so they start to see the canteen chefs as providers more than their parents.
Right.
So, so I think it's very important for...
I think some parents should be at home mainly
but
with the child.
I mean, you know,
I think there's
speaking for you, Hannah, we spent a lot of time with you.
Yeah, but I did work. I did
yeah.
work.
But
know?
It was a good example.
But whether
as well.
It's the mom or the dad, I think that just kids should be at home with one parent
well,
mainly.
Yeah, I do think if a parent has a chance and a lot like it's such an it's such a great experience to spend. You remember the, like
course,
for the first 5
yeah.
years in Denmark, I was able to speak with Daniel. We were he didn't go to creche till
no.
Anyway,
yeah. It doesn't matter, but I think.
So you're saying
that, you know, being if it's my choice to stay, let's say, 2 years of the child's life at home, that's fine. But I don't think that, you know, what we had in Ireland, the woman stay at home for 15, 16 years with children, seeing them until 18.
Well, I think, what you're saying is the kids needs to be socialized with other kids.
Of course.
Obviously, yeah. Lindsay would agree with that. But it's the amount of time that the kids spend. You know, when I grew up in that road in Blackrock, kids would just be out all day playing with each other.
See, the creche system in Ireland is like, you can't just, like, the creches aren't bringing the kids to the beach or bring, like, they're in that one place with a tiny little garden and a few slides. And it's a bit. I see
what you're saying. So that is a bit cloistered.
When your kids were around like 10, 11, like, did they go to the parks? And like, are they able to go to the parks, or is that not a thing anymore? You know,
like playgrounds?
Like off by themselves. Like, because I remember I was 11, I'd be going off to the park till dark or whatever.
To Dartmouth Square?
Herbert Park, where you'd be playing football all day.
Parents have changed. They're way more like protective. Like, you can't. Sleepovers aren't really a thing. Really? Luna, my daughter, always asks when we have a play date. Ask mom for a sleepover, and I'm like, I'm such a pervert. Can your child stay the night?
But but isn't it terrible though that you? I know what you were saying, but we have missed out on something whereby someone like you, great mother, so nurturing, you suddenly feel like a pervert for saying.
I know.
But actually,
that's kind of links to our last episode with Patsy McGarry with the Catholic Church?
Absolutely.
People had a lot of trust for authorities and stuff this, and like leave them with the priests, leave them with the teachers for hours.
There was a phrase.
Not like that. Mm-hmm.
Listen, there was a phrase all those revelations of clerical sexual abuse and everything, all that, created this panic in society. And then, before, you know, you just trusted adults because it wasn't in your headspace, paedophilia. So you just, the kids were just farmed off or whatever. And adults picked up kids and held them. And 99% of the time, that was fine. But I guess this climate, so kids are definitely missing out. In that regard, in terms, you're not sure.
I don't know. Like, why? I love sleepovers when I was younger.
Said they're missing out on that.
They are and they aren't. I mean, lot of guards and doctors would always say their advice would not be to have sleepovers. Because you just, child protection, you can't really trust.
No, sorry, excuse me. My point is, if this new cloistered, overprotective atmosphere saves one child from being abused, then obviously it's a good thing. But yes, we've gained that, but we've also lost that sort of free range children thing.
Where
you do learn a lot.
But this is what needs to happen, because the problem is when kids get abused, they feel it's their own fault through manipulation from the abuser.
Yes.
So kids need to be taught that if they are, you know, it's a horrible thing, but I think they. Because of the current climate, like, kids kind of need to grow up earlier now, and they kind of need to be aware of these dangers. And then if they're aware of the dangers, they know that, listen, if someone does something bad to me, that's not my
fault. I don't know about...
It's not my fault.
It's kind of boundaries as well.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Say to a child, you don't really sleep in a weird house.
Yeah.
Even though that was so enriching for my childhood to go over to my friend's house and
sleep over. If your uncle, for example, like, there's familial abuse, you know, if you're a little kid and your uncle is telling you and you're uncomfortable, the kids should be given enough confidence to say... No, I don't want to hang out with my uncle. I don't want to go out with you. Because stop being a pain in the arse.
Or remember, go kiss your granny. Granny. And your granny's with a big hairy face. You're like,
no, but kids shouldn't even be having to think about that.
But those small little things, you do have to, like, that's how I parent. Like, you never, like...
Oh, yeah, stranger danger and all that stuff.
Well, like, those little, like... Did you have that when you were growing up? Like, you know, give your auntie a hug.
No,
and you'd always... didn't want to, you'd push them to do it.
I know, yeah,
that's a lack of... consent. You're saying, if the child doesn't want to hug, they should hug because your auntie wants a hug.
Well,
so you're saying go beyond what's comfortable for you
exactly,
and hug your big being an auntie.
And that's why it kind of makes this environment of, I must be doing something wrong. Like, you don't want to hug your auntie. There's something wrong with you that you're not sociable. when it's actually, you know, some people don't want to hug, you know, and you should, you know, if someone doesn't want to hug, don't hug them.
Like, I remember we had neighbors and they were foreign and they used to grab my cheek and like go so, and it really hurt. And I was like, Mom, do we have to go? She was like, we're going down. I was like, can you just tell them not to? Because I was too shy to say, like, can you not pull my cheek off my face? Mm. And she was like, would you shut up, you're grand, shut up. And I was like, ooh. And I would dread that feeling. Yeah. And she'd be like, oh, Lord, you don't want to, like, want to fucking
How old were you?
Probably about 7.
No.
Oh, and then
I just didn't like...
So, yeah, but look at your little cheeky. But listen.
Are you dying?
No, but
now I have a kink. I'm like, please pull my cheek in the bedroom.
So that's why you don't want to be slapped.
Yes, it's traumatizing. But also, in regards to women having choice, women don't have choice. Jack, and they actually have to work now, which also sucks. To have a mortgage in this house in Dublin house.
I know, but there's...
crisis or whatever.
Okay, look, folks, I do think that I hope that in the future we'll be smart enough as a society to create safe environments in which children can have that free range type of lifestyle that we had in the past. But speaking of those sleepovers, a couple of neighbours a few doors up, and they were having a sleepover, and just
the grown-ups, aren't they?
No, the parents were in the house, but I think they let the kids sleep in the bottom floor, but in the ground floor. But just the excitement for kids doing that, it's a very special time in a human being's life, you know, at that age.
Yeah.
and just the dynamic and just learning about life, and it's gorgeous, for Christ's sake, under supervision. It's beautiful.
Listen, I can confess, my mom was the only person who did not let me to have a sleepover. I never had a sleepover in my life. I had when I was like 14, 15, when I didn't. So I was really traumatized by that.
Yeah.
I thought it was the worst thing. I could not understand.
You were so dying to hang out with kids your age.
I was just like, why? I'm a
good girl.
I have. I'm good at school. And she wouldn't give me an answer because... she said, oh, you would get into weird ideas, you know, between the kids, you know, obviously she had.
I did learn a few weird things at sleepover.
Yeah, but like, you know, like you learn it anyway.
You're going to learn that.
You can learn it anyway. You can go off in the bushes and show each other things. And, you know, like you don't need to go and sleep.
But this is all natural.
But paedophilia is also natural. It's been...
No, it's not natural. I mean, no, like, it's been, against nature. It's absolutely...
I don't mean natural in that sense. It's been something that has been existed since...
Yeah, but that's like saying...
So you're never not going to have paedophiles.
Well, yeah, you're never not going to have paedophiles. That's true.
So I'd say in the future, they'll probably be able to... like have some weird tech thing that you can figure out if a pedo is a pedo. So the kids can all be free range, but they'll probably have little, like, I don't know... inbuilt tech things. Like now when I have one of Luna's friends on a sleep or a play date after school, she, one of the kids has this watch, and her dad's like, I'm here blasting like my songs, like my bold songs that me and Luna love playing, and then I can hear, hi dad, I'm just in the car. Yeah, she collected us. I'm like, oh. Hi Clive, yeah, we're going off to Pavilions. So already there's these, like, you know, kids are being monitored by, like, there's a map on this thing. So when she's walking home, the mom can... And that watch has, like, a certain...
Oh, I don't know. With children, it's just so heartbreaking. I just...
But it has been heartbreaking. That's why, like, I mean, we're living in a country that existed from so much silent cries of kids.
Mm.
But also, you're not around your kids, and if your kid isn't a crest 24/7 or a lot, you're not going to be as clued into your child's.
Yes, 100%.
Because a lot of people, full-time workers, mum and dads, then when they have the kid on holidays, they lose their fucking mind. They're like, what? You go sit down. Because they've not been around the children.
Yeah. It's also people don't have the choice to not work as well. So it's our economic conditions. So
I know, like, women that I talk to, they're not dying to work, believe me, they're fucking tired of working. They were non-stop working.
Well, we all are tired, but you know, situation has changed from the time where a woman was told that she can't work because she's in, you know, she's getting married, like your mom. She was told she had to give up her job.
Yes, she did. Also,
you know, I'm not saying that, you know, it's much, much better. It's just different circumstances, but it is that women gain rights, you know, at least on paper.
It's like kind of reminds
rights, like working rights, you know, there's equality. Well, there's still a gap.
There's not equality and there's never going to be true equality because women bear the children.
Sure. But, you know, like what I'm saying is in the gap, the gender gap, it's really lower. It's like the lowest in Ireland, you know?
Oh, the pay gap.
The pay gap. So the women are catching up in a very, very short time, you know?
We need Jordan Peterson to weigh in right now.
He's going to start crying.
There needs to be like laws around, I don't know, parenting. Like, I mean, in some countries, like money is automatically taken out of the father's wage as like a, enough to kind of help.
Yeah, when he's not living with the
But even if you are living,
you've got also men who are feeling that they haven't not been given access to children, and women are playing against them. So you know you have to hear the two sides. You know, if you want to be, you know, like fair. You know, so
I mean. I just don't like, I mean, the fairness is just, it's definitely outweighed, I believe. It's just, it is. Like,
I don't know. There's a lot of stories about men not having access to children, women playing children against, which is really bad in both sides.
But from my experience, a lot of the time, these men just want to come in and out of the kid's life and not give enough maintenance. So then sometimes the parent have to kind of make a more stronger decision about how to have that father, a consistent, good person in the life.
Yeah.
I mean, we are obviously that vote a while ago about like changing the mother or whatever in the constitution.
Oh yeah,
the vote, which so it is. It's a complicated that, you know, women in Ireland have more rights over their children. That is so that is difficult for men, I'm sure.
Because I think we should stop thinking about men and women like children, especially men, boys. They need male model, you know,
male role
model. They need a man who show them how to live life, what has mean to be a man, because a woman cannot be, you know, mothering and fathering at the same time. That's why maybe we don't have proper men around us, you know.
Yeah.
How long have we been broadcasting, Daniel? Do you know?
An hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
No way.
Wow.
Yes, so we need
I just want to go on Hannah's point about no real men. Like, do you think, you know, people say, oh, in the 60s and the 50s it was real men, but I mean, you know, there's much higher rates of domestic violence, you know, is that being a real man, you know?
I
think that's a thing that people have been struggling with from the dawn of humanity, to be honest. I don't think we have these like unique problems. I think they've always been around, where where both men and women are looking for their roles in society. And
we're in it together. Mm-hmm. But obviously women, you know, historically have been just really had the shit end of the stick for so long in society.
Yeah, for 100%, 100%. I mean,
which is why, as well, a lot of women, you know, if women do want to work, it is probably from that fear of, like, I had lots of people writing to me about their grandparents and stuff, and if the man was working, then he saw that as his money a lot of the time, and he wouldn't even give enough money for like the wife to have like sanitary products and stuff like that. So there was a lot of financial abuse going on when men had, like, I was just raised by the perfect man. My dad and mum are still together, and my dad went to work every day, and he didn't even know how much he earned. He just gave my mum
and the accountant. That would have given your father, because I identify with your dad, such joy
to
know that he's has this family environment, this loving environment, and, you know, and there's, you know, unspoken, this sort of traditional, these traditional roles.
So he made the money and she delegated and she, you know.
But there has to be trust as well. Like, you know, like nowadays we have like such short-term relationship, even with children, that men and women are sort of testing each other.
Well, that's nice. That's nice when it works vis-a-vis Lindsay's mom and dad. But can you imagine the amount of relationships and the amount of, you know, incredibly creative people who were just totally suppressed by the times that they were living in, or just the relationships that they were in. Like all these great potentially genius personalities who were just not listened to, put down, turned into neurotic people.
It's all people's egos. They need to let go of their ego and stop, you know, expecting so much. And
huh?
Because, you know, I mean, it's all...
How does that refer to what I was saying? I was saying, like, all the potentially great people that have been lost because of, you know, relationships where the women have been lost in
that. Oh, the women. Okay, sorry. I thought you were saying something else.
The women and the men. They're hard. Relationships are so hard. That's why I'm like, oh, I don't have the energy right now. I love being on my own, being on my phone. I'm in a relationship with my phone.
Yeah.
But it is, I know what you mean. Yeah, just having that.
Definitely, I just want to say, it's definitely better on your own than in a wrong relationship.
Yeah, when I was growing up, there was just one TV or a couple of TVs in the house. So my parents would kind of diligently go to the couches and watch the TV and you just deal with what was on.
Mm.
When I have been in relationships in the past, because I like my own, like I can access my own shows and I like to watch my own stuff, I don't, like I'm that petty or just like, they're like, like we have to watch a show together. I don't want to watch your stupid show.
I know.
I want to watch my own show.
Lindsay, yeah. Let's say you and I are in a relationship, right?
It'd be hell.
God, I'd be
We'd be domestically abusing each other, I could imagine.
Yeah,
that.
You know, no, I'm just looking at you going, it'd be a bit weird looking at you. You know what I mean?
Well, just look at imagining me naked.
I'd just be going like, oh yeah, okay. So okay.
Why
so,
haven't you gone for me actually?
Go on. What are
What's
we doing?
Wrong with you? Gorgeous.
What are we doing tonight, Lindsay? Like we're in a relationship.
What are we doing tonight?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say if I said what are we doing tonight, would you go, fuck off.
What are we doing tonight?
Would that annoy you?
I just really like watching my own shows. That's kind of a trick. Like, I mean, okay, I need my time in the evening to decompress, and that doesn't. I don't decompress watching Succession.
So you like, you like being in the same area. You fucking do your thing. I'll fucking do my thing, and we'll occasionally bump into each other.
That could work.
Yeah, go on. Okay, so you're upstairs watching your show.
Yeah, yapping away.
Housewives of the thing.
I like watching Vintage Big Brother.
Vintage Big Brother. Okay,
I can't imagine meeting a guy who's like, okay, I'm watching. So, into Vintage
so
Big
then,
Brother.
So you watch your thing. Then we watch. Then what happens?
We need the roid
coming.
And then what would sex be like?
I don't have any kinks. I'm like just plain old sex. Is good
can I turn
for
off
me.
The lights,
what,
please?
What position? Yeah. What position is it? Like traditional position.
Me on top. Him on top. Yeah.
You're on top.
I'm not mad about like. The doggy style, just because I really like, I have looked at myself in the mirror from behind and I'm like, oh god, that's bad.
That's why you turn off the light.
I remember I was with this one and she wanted to look in the fucking mirror and all that kind of carry on. And I was like, would you fucking, I don't know, absolutely.
That.
You look like a fucking Egypt.
I know, it's hell. It is hell. Loads of guys want to do that. They're like, let's do it in front of the mirror. And I can just see my like hanging tits and my stomach. I'm like, oh, God, getting all self conscious.
We got some questions that you are the only one of the few people who, when you put on weight, it goes straight to your tits.
I mean,
congratulations.
Yeah,
tits and stomach. I wish it was just tits, but they've gotten out of control. And I can wrap them around my neck and at this stage of the game.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think, are we ending? Is a relationship over now? We're in a relationship there for 2 minutes.
Yeah, how did you find it? I don't know. Like, I don't really know.
Are you
going to
stay
in
a separate room forever? You just like...
We can FaceTime.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I'm a bit old. I think now at this point.
Could you live with someone?
it would have to be a very big house or something. Similar in the sense that you totally need your own space, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and which is a fair fucking thing. When you're young, you can sort of live on top of each other and it's fine and you get used to it. But it's nice when you get used to having, you know, your things here, your things there.
Like I eat what I want every night for dinner because I make it myself and I know, like, you know, I hate this like, oh, I don't want pizza tonight. Well, I fucking do.
Jack got really pissed off at me today because he was having a shit, right? And I walked by the... the bathroom and said, God, you're in the toilet all the time. And he was so indignant. He'd go, hey, I'm a fucking man in the middle of it. Do you mind?
You shit-shamed him.
Because he was on the toilet so long last night, his leg went dead. You know, and he had to fucking jump up and down on his heels. Like, and then he's coming to me the next morning. I'm in there 6 minutes, you know. Like, I'm not rushing, but I'm not like taking my time too much.
He came out all guns blazing at it. Don't accuse me.
Shit shaming is really annoying. Yeah. I had a boyfriend who used to shit shame the hell out of me. Anytime I go to the bathroom, I'd come back to shit. Did you shit? No.
Oh, he thinks it's funny.
He would just be like, oh, you shit. And I'm like, well, obviously I do.
But that's
like,
a sign of good bowel movement.
So then the shit went, like, I couldn't shit in the house. I had to wait for him to go to work. I could only, because he was like, sometimes he'd barge into the bathroom. Look, you're shitting. I'm like,
what? No, like, he didn't.
No.
Swear to God.
It's, Jesus Christ, Lindsay, what kind of people are you attracting into your life,
man?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I think
who says stuff like that?
It's not me.
I say stuff
so
like that. I just said
common.
Stuff like that to my own son, for Christ's sake. What am I talking about?
It's very common.
No, I know, yeah.
It's very common.
So, in a, I know what you're saying, Lindsay. So he's kind of half joking. He thinks he's half joking.
I know, but no one's laughing.
But then it does have a psychological effect.
Oh, it really stressed me out because I'd be really quick peeing. Because sometimes I'd go into the bathroom and I'd do my lip liner, but then I'd be like, oh, shit.
You know, I think what it is, I think men have been taught so much that women love humor that the unfunny guys try and be funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Irish thing. They wouldn't be in Poland.
But also men do this thing as well constantly where they'll say something really rude or cutting and you'll take offense and they'll be like, oh, I'm joking. I always say it to men. I'm like, sorry, I didn't get the joke. Can you explain it?
Yeah.
Can you explain how my tits will look saggy in that dress and that's the joke? Explain it. Because I get the joke. You yourself are rotund and you have body issues.
Are we in the relationship again?
You're in the relationship. You're trying to pull me down because men can't handle my confidence. It really affects them. Men who I've been with want to be me because I have much bigger balls than them. So I don't think I've ever been in love because I think the men actually just, they want to be me.
But
because
you have
I'm more manly than
but
they
you
are.
Have
you
have that confidence, Lindsay.
Balls,
but like, you have that confidence, Lindsay, but you're also on the other side easily affected by stupid fucking comments.
Well, it was just
if you like the guy.
I don't really like bringing shit into relationships. Like I'm
bringing
like
issues.
I don't like shit talk in relationships. Like,
what do you mean?
Like bowel movement talk.
Oh Christ, I thought you meant issues.
No.
Oh no.
So he wanted me to be comfortable with talking about shit, and I was just like, I'm licking your ass. I don't know.
Hakuna Matata.
Like, I don't know what else. Like I don't like
what
the last guy
day.
With the blazer, Sparman. I dumped him, dump being the operative word, because twice, we only went for two dates. I was like, how are you getting on? He was very boring. And he was like, oh, I have tummy issues.
I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah, God, yeah. Oh, I know. Lindsay, you're right.
I let it go the first time.
No, but you're right. Lindsay, let's all talk about cleanliness as well. A shower, you know, really clean before anything happens.
Yeah.
I like very cleanly. Well, sure.
No, that's what you like. I'm just listening.
I'm talking, Hannah.
I'm listening.
You know, and
it's
have a nice bedroom. Maybe
problem.
Put a fucking candle. Turn the lights off.
David,
nobody needs
to
see what's
happening. You're really clean. Really.
Yeah, I'm not talking about my general hoovering.
This is what I wanted to talk to you about. Actually, I saw on TikTok there was a man who was married for 30 years, and he hadn't washed like his foreskin. There was this like it looked like gravel. He had this pain. This dick cheese had built up and it gave him loads of pain and the doctor just pulled and was like, oh, well, you haven't washed.
Stop it, Lindsay.
Oh, he's got his own cheese
back. Was it like one of those?
Talk about that, Lindsay. No wonder you can't have a relationship if we're having meal and
oh,
you talk about...
Oh, I wish I had a man with a cheesy dick.
Oh!
To
Did you ever see those
videos?
What
the fuck
videos?
Are you mentioning that for, Lindsay?
Because you're... I think, yes, you should clean cheese.
But that's 30 years of cheese.
I know. I saw it on TikTok. Saw it on TikTok.
No, you didn't see that on TikTok.
I will, and I'll save the video and send it. It was in a jar. They had the...
Oh, stop it. Did he get it, like, exfoliated off or something?
Oh, come on.
No.
Do you ever see the videos of the horse, the cobbler, and they're taking away the dead part of the hoof?
Imagine, like, if that becomes kind of like truffles. Like, there's, like, some kind of pasta that you can get, like, really high-quality dick cheese.
Well, Lindsay, you see, I think what happens
into, like,
is, Lindsay, you're right.
It probably will. Men will be like, yes, now we don't have to wash. This is so handy. We're gourmet.
Oh, so we're going to
shave it over pasta.
We're going to grow truffles in our
probably,
fucking pores.
That wife was like, hold on. Clive, that tastes delicious. Oh, I haven't washed in 30 years. It's fermented. All the, like, cum, sweat, tears, trauma.
Put a bit of chili powder, tastes like kimchi.
Yeah. The happy pair will so be first dibs on that. They'll be loving it. It's vegan because it's our dick cheese.
Yeah, they're trying each other's.
Yeah, they defo are. Wow. I'd say they've had a lot of orgies with each other.
Well, are they brothers, no?
Yeah.
Twins.
Yeah.
Twins.
Twins.
Yeah.
But they married. One is married to a Polish girl.
Yeah.
You know the cheese is a surname.
They used to be hot as hell. Remember they got their kit off on the late.
Yeah, I know.
Got their bodies out.
I wouldn't be.
They're not hot now.
Sexually turned on.
But the happy pair. Can I get a word? In a three-way.
I get a good word.
You look exhausted.
Because I just wanted to say a point about. I wanted to make a joke.
Yeah,
I have that effect on men.
I want to make a joke. Well, that's interesting. So you were saying that your confidence and that you have a masculine potentially energy is what you're saying, and it feel yeah. men it makes men feel ill at ease.
I think men get initially enticed because they're like, oh, she's so confident, but then it's because they want that. They want to be that confident, but then because they're maybe more insecure.
So you don't need
it
a man.
It affects them that
you don't need
confident.
A man because you are a man.
Well, I mean, I can just. I have my wand.
Wingardium Clitorosa.
So. Well, and I know that's like not that big of a deal, but
what's
just
not
really
big of a deal?
Bothered me.
What?
Like he had a black toenail. I think I'd actually like a boyfriend who was just purely on FaceTime.
Yeah,
we FaceTime the other time.
Yeah.
Well, like a catfish. You want a catfish? I'd say. Yeah.
I just don't think I like all the like because when you are in person, like I wouldn't if we just FaceTimed, I wouldn't have known he had a black.
How were you
going to
have sex? Oh,
with
just...
my wand.
Oh right, yeah. And yeah, you just give each other sort of instructions.
There's like a dildo for long distance relationships that you can. The man can like from his side can be choosing,
and you're just gonna turn it off, and he's gonna pretend he's doing.
What about the hug? Yeah. What about hugging?
I have fake orgasms on FaceTime, which is hilarious.
Mm.
So I'm so bored. I'm like, oh, Jesus, I came. That's that now.
That sounds like a mom orgasm. Yeah, it's like. Well, Lindsay, you know, I think you're brilliant, and
you
know, I'm wishing you well for whatever you wish for yourself.
Equality is what I wish for.
Equality. Jack and Daniel. Oh, do you want to do your conspiracy theory, Jack?
If there's
okay,
a want
go on,
for
Jack.
It,
yeah.
If there's a want, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, give me just a second. Oh, wrong one. So, okay, wow. A lot of enthusiasm.
Go on,
there. Thank
Jack.
You, David.
Don't be
Jesus.
Looking.
Don't.
You're very sighy today.
Yeah. Today's Conspiracy Corner is about the Apollo space missions.
Oh, yeah.
So, they have been very cursed throughout the years. And people think that there is actually alien interference with the Apollo space missions. So, they think it's because when they landed on the moon. They put
if
lot,
they landed on
well,
the
that's another they thing completely. That's another yeah. thing completely. But hypothetically, if they did land on the moon,
okay.
they put some occult symbols and ritualistic stuff up there. Apparently, well, they did leave iconography and things like this, and they might have done a few rituals that awakened something. So the next mission was the Apollo 11, I believe. Or Apollo 13, and when they were going up to space, I think they were trying to go back to the moon, the engine, the oxygen tank blew up, and but all the data around it disappeared and everything, so some theorists theorize that aliens had a hand in that they were trying to stop humans exploring more, or that they faked it, that they faked that it blew and it actually went further. And they just didn't want to know people that they were finding.
Well, Lindsay, you are a bit of an alien. You look like an alien.
I was thinking there, would I have sex with an alien? I'd say that's probably, imagine just, that's the future. What are they called? Like, apparently they look Norwegian and really tall and beautiful.
I think they're very skinny with big heads.
I think it would be a completely new experience that you couldn't even fathom. Like, you know, there'd be like tentacles. Involved,
yeah.
Like neurological
I was really into
pathways.
Avatar. You know? Like that turned me the hell on that movie. Avatar was very sexy, and if I was, I loved. Did you see the second one?
I didn't.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Well, you'd like to have that thing where,
yeah,
yeah, You'd like to have a bit of that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
That's connecting on a different level right there. Yeah.
Do we have any Nicholas open the cage?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, open the cage.
D-E-F-G.
Trivia about Nicolas Cage. Nothing trivial about Nicolas Cage.
Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z.
Yeah, so...
That's all you have to do.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
So it's been revealed by the director of Leaving Las Vegas.
Brilliant film.
Mike Figgis. It's claimed that apparently him and Nicolas Cage were not paid... for the film, like they both received an Oscar for.
In fact, he won an Oscar for that.
Yeah, yeah, they both won an Oscar.
Nick Cage. Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah, but they didn't receive any money for it. But then subsequently afterwards, they started getting accolade and making movies and started making money then. But for the actual film itself, they didn't get paid, and that's interesting.
Did they I'm sure they got some money, but they wouldn't.
No, apparently they didn't.
Oh, they got nothing.
Yeah, they got nothing. Yeah.
What a great performance. Yeah. Did you see Leaving Las Vegas?
No.
Oh my goodness.
When he plays an alcoholic.
Was it recent?
No.
Oh. Years ago. I've never heard of that movie.
Yeah, it's about 15 or 20 years ago. Great film. So definitely
Elizabeth Shue.
Definitely about alcoholism and Jesus Christ.
Addiction. What it's a very dark.
What a performance. Dark. Very dark. Very good though.
See, that's what I'd need a boyfriend for, because I can't sit still and watch a whole movie.
Well, really, there you go. So okay, I can feel we could watch that together.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've got a potential, guys.
Okay. No, we don't. There's no potential. We're not.
Why?
Going.
Why are you? Why?
Because we're.
Why are you killing him from?
Because I like
the
Lindsay as a friend.
Yes.
Because if you get involved in any other way, it ruins everything.
Maybe you can do.
Do
this.
You remember that photo I put up when I was here, and that went on a hate website, and everyone was saying, thinking I mean you shagged.
But can I? Well, that's great. Listen, I'm very honored. Thank you for.
And they were giving me. The way, they were like, oh, look at her. She's desperate for me. You can tell she's mad about it.
I'd be very happy under certain conditions. But listen, here's the thing. Hate websites. Mm. It doesn't matter what.
Well, was it Reddit or what?
It's called Tattle Life.
Tattle Life? Oh, yeah. It's Tattletales or something like that?
It came from, Reddit isn't, that's not, I don't know if there's that much, they're not existing, they move.
Right.
But can I just say, it's such an unsatisfying way to communicate this. Well, like you and I are sitting here and we disagree about this, disagree about that, but there's a communication that goes on that you have to be in the same room, and it's really important, and it's much more interesting.
People are trying to find community right now, I find, with social media. People are trying to find, so people are finding that community in TikTok comments. Sometimes you can see people being like, so me, hard relate.
Yeah, but there's no community. It's not
but
real.
To cultivate,
it's not real community.
No, it's not real community.
I mean, it is a type, but it's a very kind of diluted version of the real thing.
Yeah, but then I think people find community on hate websites because they're all, so like this Tattle Life page has different threads dedicated to like different influencers, like, or famous people, loads of different people, and they just tear. Like, I mean, I really like reading mine. Everyone like it. I just find it funny because sometimes they're so clever and they like remember stuff from 10 years ago. Remember she said this, and I'm like,
but it's almost like
I can't even remember saying that.
It's like a pornography versus the real thing, you know, like that kind of. Well, actually, user 152. Come on,
yeah.
Okay, I mean, and then.
It's wild.
You want to tell them, go fuck yourself, you cowardly little cunt. But you can't.
I know you can't. I once joined and I was like, hi guys, it's Lindsay. And I was banned straight away. So you can't even come on and defend yourself.
Yeah.
And they have like thread names, like it will rhyme. Like they have the thread names that are still me and my ex-co-host. They have us in the same thread and it will be like, so-and-so went up the aisle, Lindsay spitting bile. And then there's like at the end of the thread, they have like, okay, guys, let's get like the most votes for the next thread name. And it has to be something like, you know, Lindsay's looking haggard. And it's a rhyme. So they have all these little games and they're playing, they're chatting away.
Imagine something beautiful arose out of that, you know, like so kind of proper real life community.
I would love to hang out with them. You know? I would genuinely love to hang out with them. And I'm friends with like my listeners. Like,
We have a special surprise today, guys. Sure, Lindsay, how are they?
Yeah, I would love, because
if you met them in real life, you'd be shocked. Probably.
I know. I'd love
to. Does it not bother you? Do you not carry the effect of negativity after you've read it?
Because
I genuinely not feel
it doesn't bother me because I love tabloids and I grew up with tabloid culture. So now we are our own tabloids.
Because you're tough, fair fucks to you then. Yeah. So that's you've transcended.
But
that
also, I'm a bitch. I really appreciate the art of bitching.
Okay.
So
yeah, no, Jack
so
is
fucking fantastic.
Some of the things are so sharp.
Jack is
hilarious.
On the same page there. Yeah.
Instagram is definitely the one where you get the meanest comments on social media.
Instagram?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Not TikTok?
No,
TikTok.
That'll
be TikTok.
I'd say Instagram people.
I find TikTok is so bad. Like sometimes I'll be watching and I'm like, I'm terrible for thinking that. And then every comment is like, dude, the lump on her. I'm like,
but the people that dislike you the most are the ones that follow you the most.
Well, I know that
which is
people
weird,
who write hate,
right?
They do love me. They're just putting it out in a different way.
Yeah, they're hate
they
fans.
They are intrigued.
But it's an endorphin release because.
For who? For them?
For them. Because, you know, when you're in a conflict in real life.
Oh, it's not even an adrenaline.
Your adrenaline go up, so maybe these people are afraid of conflict and it gives them a sense of power, you know, that they can go online.
But yeah, they feel alive because otherwise they're dead.
Probably if you met them and you just talked to them a bit, they'd be fine. They'd probably be great.
Anyway, whoever is, if there's any negativity, Lindsay, lovely, lovely person, really like her, great warmth, personality. And if you can't, if you dislike Lindsay, you know, and you're not brave enough to meet her in person and you just write these little spiteful comments, you know, fuck off.
But hold on, what if that's my kink? My kink is reading hate comments about myself.
But it's
pathetic,
isn't it?
Like, if I go on and I'm like, there's no new comments.
Huh?
I found my kink.
Actually, sorry, go back and write all this.
You go on Tattle and then you use the one straight.
And my friends are like, please tell me you're not going on.
Lindsay,
it's not
you
good.
Sad
like,
fucking bitch. Okay, thank you very much, Lindsay Hamilton. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you for your time.
It's always a pleasure. Hope to talk to you soon if you'll allow us. Thank you, Jack Daniel Princes. Someday this kingdom will be yours. What music are we playing? Huh? What is that music? Are you lowering down the voice, Jack?
Yeah. Chill the fuck out, fuck. Like and subscribe and comment. Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.